Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on CSN. We have Guns N' Roses tickets to give away coming up at 8:40. We'll talk some Nats with Chelsea James, The Washington Post, coming up at 9:20. We should find out more about the Steven Strasburg situation. We talked about it earlier in the show. He's been on the DL, I believe, 8 times. I'm going to guess number 9 is coming because now they have that shorter DL stint. Tightness in his forearm. He only lasted, what, 2 innings in his last outing?
Yep.
Why would you chance it when you have a 12.5 game lead at this point?
The question is, with the loss of Ross, now if Strasburg's on the DL for any considerable amount of time, are you going out looking for another starter before the trade deadline? That's the question.
I'm going to say no because the lead is so big, and once you get to the playoffs, you wouldn't need that fifth starter.
No, but you need someone to finish the season.
Yeah, you can find some, call somebody up.
Maybe not. Maybe they don't have anybody that's worthy of calling up. Maybe they go out and get, you know, it doesn't have to be Justin Verlander, but maybe they can go out and get a guy who's a third or fourth starter.
If he lands on longer than the 10-day DL, it's a lock that Rizzo will be in the market for another arm. Yeah. Now, he won't want to part with any of the valuable pieces. He'll want to win the deal like he usually does.
Who's the guy he'll be in the market? At, you didn't get to the story. I sent it last night via email. I forget his name, but there was a guy that the Nationals, the Red Sox, and the Dodgers are all interested in. Pitcher. Let's see if I can find that story again.
Is it Sonny Gray?
Might be Sonny Gray from Oakland.
No, it wasn't. Doesn't matter. Don't want to get caught in the weeds.
Pat Nesek.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not a starter.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that they'll stay away from another starter and just concentrate more on bullpen. But we'll see. All right, 7:45, time to do the Junkies Blitz. More and more NFL talk on the show as we are approaching training camp. I believe rookies have to show up tomorrow for the Redskins, and then training camp starts on Thursday. So we're just days away.
The vets are so bitter.
About this at the beginning of the show. I don't know that we had Junkies predictions, though. Robert Griffin III will work out for the San Diego Chargers, who are now the L.A. Chargers. Do we think he will make it or not? Will he make the Chargers? We mentioned before, the backup is Kellen Clemens right now, who has 17 career touchdowns and 20 picks, I believe. Career quarterback rating at 69. I think Robert is better than that, younger. I think if Robert comports himself, he will get an invite to training camp, and I think that he will become
number 2.
I think he will become the backup quarterback in San Diego.
Because he has to realize, walking in the building, I have no prayer at the starting job unless Phillip Rivers goes down to injury.
Correct.
So he has to put his ego aside and say, look, the best I can hope for in this situation is the number 2 spot. And hopefully he's realized that at this point in his NFL career.
I'm going to say no, he does not make the team.
I'm going to say they offer him a deal just because of the trash that's on the roster. We mentioned Kellen Clemens, the other quarterbacks on the roster, Mike Bercovici and Eli Jenkins. I mean, just because of that, I'm going to say he has a prayer of at least
Drab gets bitter when
getting
you call
a contract.
Bercovici garbage.
I just never heard that name before in my life. I've never seen those two words next to each other.
Definitely played in the Pac-12.
Okay, who did he play for? Did he do anything of note when he was in the Pac-12?
Drabby, who did he play for?
Played for the Sun Devils.
Oh, of course you know him.
Yeah, he was good. I don't know if he's an NFL quarterback. Decent in college.
By the way, Griffin, of course, played 5 games with the Browns
and
season.
Of course, Phillip Rivers never misses games.
Right. Yes. But, you know, Griffin played 5 games last year, 2 touchdowns, 3 picks, threw for 886 yards. So I think these guys.
Were they 0-5 in his starts?
I'm guessing so because they won 1 game last year.
Exactly.
And I don't know that he started all 5 of those, did he?
Oh, I thought you told me he started 5 games. Oh,
played in 5
games. Oh, I got you.
Broncos exec John Elway agreed to a 5-year deal to stay in Denver.
He extended himself to a 5-year deal? That's a silly move. You can do it.
57 had 1 year remaining on a 3-year extension he signed in 2014. Sources say the deal will make Elway the highest paid general manager in the league. Is he worth it? I mean, maybe. Brought Peyton Manning to Denver, won a Super Bowl, got to 2 Super Bowls.
Do we have the numbers? Do we have his salary numbers for the extension?
I don't have them in this story, Cakes.
Will he be able to afford an amazing $7 million house in Newport Beach like Bruce Allen from the Redskins just
bought?
I'm
going to guess that John Elway certainly can afford that. Yes, you point out that
John Elway has more money than Bruce Allen.
Bruce Allen reportedly was selling a property here in Virginia for a couple million and then buying one in California for $7 million, I think.
I didn't see any details about the sale of a property here in Virginia, but I know I saw in the LA Times that he just bought a silly, I think it's a bayfront spot right off of Newport Beach in California.
Very nice. Broncos, by the way,
4,000 square feet right on the water.
Have a winning percentage of 698 in regular season games during Elway's tenure, with 5 AFC West titles, 2 Super Bowl trips, including the win in Super Bowl 50. So a pretty good resume as a GM.
He's one
for
of the best.
John Elway.
He's one of the best out there. JP, RG3 did start 5 games last year. Just looked it up, and he was 1-4. He beat the Chargers.
Oh, he got the W.
He beat the Chargers 20-17 in week. Looks like week 15.
Shame on the Chargers for losing to an RG3-led Browns team.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Browns, they apparently are holding an open quarterback competition heading into training camp. And according to a story from the NFL Network, Brock Osweiler may need to win the starting job to keep his roster spot.
Mm.
So if he can't beat out Cody Kessler or the rookie, Sean Kizer, who they drafted from Notre Dame, Brock Osweiler will be out of a job. Let's see about it. A couple years ago, he's starting for the Denver Broncos. They're winning games. Then he has a little bit of a hiccup, mostly not his fault. I think he threw a couple of picks in the first half of a game where, like, one of them was a tip ball, one of them might have been a drop pass, whatever, and then they decide to go to Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
And Peyton ends up being the quarterback the rest of the way, wins the Super Bowl. Texans bring in Brock Osweiler, give him big money. He fails there. Now he's in Cleveland, and he could lose his job again. Like, that's how quickly it turns.
He's going to fail there, too. There's a reason they drafted Deshaun Kizer.
Yeah. But apparently they
just
failed.
And by the way, they drafted Cody Kessler in the third round a year earlier.
Yes. They love drafting quarterbacks.
So they've drafted a guy in the third round and a guy in the second round in back-to-back drafts.
But Arizona State quarterback who can't play. Drab.
The Browns apparently feel this way. We're not going to keep a $16 million quarterback. He's had to make $60 million if he's going to be a backup.
Yeah, you're not going to pay that sort of money to a clown like him.
As Cakes' favorite team, the Oakland Raiders, rookies report to training camp, a legal cloud hangs over first-round draft pick Garian Conley. Just days before the draft, a woman told police that Conley raped her in a Cleveland hotel.
Mm.
Cleveland police apparently still investigating. According to a sergeant there, detectives have had meetings with the prosecutor's office. They would classify it as being under investigation. The Raiders made the surprising decision to draft Conley in the first round, despite the rape allegation. And at the time, they expressed confidence to be exonerated. 3 months later, he is yet to be exonerated. We also mentioned earlier in the show the PUP list. So teams are starting to put players on the physically unable to perform list, which means they can't be practicing with the team. They can maybe do side work. The Redskins have put D'Angelo Hall and Houston Bates on the PUP list. Hall tore his right ACL in week 3 of last season, while Bates tore his left ACL in week 15. So we'll see what happens with the secondary. I think that they're not counting on D'Angelo Hall at this point. Of course, they have Sua Cravens and DJ Swearinger as the starting safeties, but it'd be nice depth, I think, if D'Angelo Hall was available. The Colts have put Andrew Luck on the PUP list. We determined that he can play in their opener, which is September 10th at the LA Rams, but looks like he won't be available in the preseason. He apparently has been throwing. The backups there are Scott Tolzien. And who was the other donk? You mentioned him earlier in the show. Somebody I'd never heard of, like Lance Thomas. I keep saying that. Probably not right.
I can't remember. So the third string quarterback?
Yes.
For the Colts? I'd have to look that up.
A guy who will certainly never play.
Yes. All right, remember, coming up at 8:40, your chance to win tickets to go see Guns N' Roses in concert. We'll talk some Nats with Chelsea James from the Post coming up at 9:20 here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.